Hey, everybody. Welcome to another brand new Because Cannabis podcast every single Wednesday on YouTube at 4:20 p.m. and Thursdays with video on Spotify or anywhere that you listen to audio podcasts. I'm BC Wayman. That is Dustin Cava. What's up, D? How you doing?
What's up, man? It's a great day today. We've had a lot of fun backstage so far.
You can always tell. There is, if we're going to totally pull back the curtain, break the fourth wall, Deadpool it up in here, whatever the kids are saying these days, no one's ever said that, but let's make that a thing.
Deadpool it up.
Just so we can put it in the hashtag. It's going to be big this summer. I'm all about SEO right now, Dustin. So we're going to T-Swift, Deadpool, Kelsey Bro, this thing up right now. I don't remember what I was talking about. Hey, it's what happens, right? In the industry. We just made that same joke 10 minutes ago in the green room. Pun intended. Welcome to the podcast, everyone. Dustin and I are raring to go. We did have a fun behind the scenes. Oh, I know what I was going to say. Sometimes when we get going, we'll have a little, you know, a little chit chat, a little warm up with the guest before we go live, before we hit the record button. Some are cordial. Some are silly. Some are awkward. But we all, when the show goes, when the mic hits, when the lights go on, when we hit record on StreamYard, thank you, StreamYard, for great streaming software. When we hit go, it seems to work. But the ones that are the most fun are clearly, we got a great guest today. You can tell we're fired up and ready to go, having a fun conversation. I like the fun vibe sometimes. It feels less serious, less pressure to get all these facts and information from our guest. It's just bring it on and chat, right?
Man, I mean, especially since... Yeah, we need a little bit more upbeat show, especially since last week's episode. I think we definitely, this is the type of episode I need this week.
All right. Well, you know what else? You know, I've been thinking about how to get our ratings up, Dustin, and talking to someone. You know what they watch all the time on the internet, on the YouTubes? Product reviews. I'm going to do a 1 minute product review here in a second, Dustin. First off, let me ask you this. I have to go. Yeah, I'm going to do a mini. Our guests sit there. We're going to sit there. We're going to talk. I do 5 minutes. Well, give me a minute here. Ready? So, you know that I recently purchased the Yocan Seahorse, right? And we know that I went online to buy it, which interestingly enough, I read this article, Dustin. Let me ask you this, as someone obviously very invested, especially in your
past. Is it the Yocan or is it the Luca?
This is the Yocan Seahorse. No, it is the Luca. I lied. It's the Luca Seahorse branding. Okay. Terrible product review. See? I'm not good at this. My first one. I'm so new at this. I don't know how to do it.
You know?
Well, that's my point. So I read this article recently, kind of one of those death of the smoke shop articles that have been around for a long time, but I feel like they may have a point. Interestingly enough, in the industry of cannabis, the smoke shop is one of the places that still seems to thrive because in-store purchasing of ancillary devices is one thing that people aren't doing online. Now, we've talked before that when dispensaries open up, especially in the adult use market, they take away some of those things. They take away some of maybe the devices and such. But I think the glassware is always kind of going to be inherent. They're not going to have a $5,000 Dragon Z Ball bong at the smoke shop, right? Or at the dispensary. You'll find that at your smoke shop.
Or so right I have next to me.
Yeah, probably. Of course you do. So I have to go to the smoke shop today. I'm going to support your fellow brother and Dustin because I got to get a brand new tip for my Luca thing. I was going to go online and buy it, which was where a lot of people do. And electronics are typically bought online. And I was scared of concentrates for the longest time, Dustin, until... The Luca, hopefully they send us free shit. It worked with King Paul. Maybe it worked with Luca. The Luca Seahorse came out. It's a, you know, it's like $50. You can get somewhere. I got the Rainbow Iridescent because it was on sale for $28. It was either this or camo, and I'm a colorful fella. So I don't know. It's got like a tip and power buttons. You can read instructions, people. You can go online. I'm great at this, by the way. Go through. Look, you can clean this shit out. But what's awesome, and I'll tell you, quick learning curve I did, right? So you have, it's got a mode where you like press it to smoke. That mode blows, Luca. It's not good. All right, they're not going to send us free shit. That's kind of, I don't know. It's made suspect. It's okay. It works though. I'm not good at this, right? I'm not great at this. So you hit the button like 3 times so it like heats up and does something. There's like lights that tell colors. I don't know. I didn't read the instructions. I just turned it on and tried to figure out how to get high. But here's what I did learn. Look at that. Look at that shit. It gets hot in there. Hot in there. Wow. Don't go balls deep, people. Don't go all in. Don't just take this thing and shove it like you've never been there before. Act like you've done it before. I've learned just the tip. I am entendre filled as I can be right now. Just the tip, Dustin Cava. So watch. If you go like all in, you just get it all like oily up in the tip, which I did. And now I got an oily tip. And clearly that is not acceptable in society today. So hold on. I got to reheat. I'm talking too long. It didn't even last like a minute. Come on, Luca, get your shit together. They're totally not going to support us ever again. All right, ready? Here we go. It's really not working real great right now. I'm not good. I probably got like, concentrate high. All right. What the
fuck? Okay.
Maybe Luca's product sucks. Anyway, if you're thinking about a potentially decent device, hashtag go to their website, enter code Wayward. It doesn't work. They're not a sponsor. don't want to be a sponsor, but it's not bad. I'll tell you. So side note, gotten into concentrates recently, Dustin, and it's pretty good, right? It's devices like this. But it makes me think, right? It makes me think about the changing of the industry, which was heavily this smoke shop dominated industry. It's going to become a dispensary industry. And then you have all these other folks in this industry trying to compete between the giant MSOs, which, by the way, if we're going to do that, let's bring in our guest right now, Dustin Cava. What's up there, Broderick Randall II? Broderick Randall II, besides being one of the coolest dudes on the planet, you work with Benelieves.
Back at you both.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. Great to have you on the show. We'll get a full introduction later. I don't have time for that shit. You know who Broderick Randall II is. Google, people. You've been there before. You've done it. You work with Benelieves, which is an amazing processor here in Ohio, really putting out some really cool and unique products. And that's, first of all, why I'm most excited. I recently had some of your throwback vintage candies, the caramel green apple combo. That was the most delicious edible I have ever had. And major props to the individual wrapping of the unit.
Thank you. Hey, appreciate that. That's actually a shout out to Throwback and, you know, just Benelieves. Thank you. And in the cannabis industry, the fact that, you know, we have access is, that's a start, but, you know, some more changes needed. But speaking on that product, I agree. That's one of my favorites. It's like a caramel apple sucker minus the stick in a Tootsie Roll form. And it's very delicious. Two different flavors. Fast acting. Yeah, it's encapsulation. So similar to Nano, but a little bit different as far as even just taste. Like, you know, you can't really taste that it's medicated, in my opinion. I'm sure you might be able to agree, but and they're like just really effective. It's THC with CBG, so it's kind of like a one-to-one too. Great daytime edible. And they're new brand based out of Colorado, but they partner with us. And
that's awesome.
They got some other delicious flavors, raspberry lemonade, chocolate cherry. The raspberry lemonade has CBD and the chocolate cherry has CBN. So they're experimenting with more than just the THC part of the plant, too.
You know, what do you think about... Okay, the whole reason why I'm on this thought process is just because I was in the head shop game for so long, and he's sitting there hitting his Luca, which is, at this point, 5 years old. You know, what do you think about the industry moving so fast and having to constantly innovate these products and somehow convert the diehard, loyal customer who have a very specific item or tool that they use for their medicine, you know, a certain capsule or certain thing? What happens when you're trying to shift and stay on top of the trends or on top of the innovation, but you're still trying to cater to? Yeah,
that's a good question. So I mean, we're small and locally owned, so what we try our best to do is keep our ears out to the patients in the, you know, the market. We'd love to get feedback. We offer tours. You know, we have an email, info@Benelieves. Just open communication, trying our best to just speak or, you know, hear and listen to what the people are asking for. And if we get requests, we do our best to try to provide that. You know, for instance, we got a brand, Chew and Chill, or CNC, and some people might recognize.
We've been seeing those everywhere right now.
That stuff is all the time right now.
Yes. They are hot.
That was actually that became due to a patient's request, kind of like us hearing that, oh, you know, we need more sugar free options in the market. So that's kind of you know, through people speaking to us, helping us out on what they're seeking, what they're looking for, we were able to help go bring that to the market.
And you know what else the Chew and Chills are doing? They have a multiple different formulations, and they're putting in some other like non-cannabis additives, right? I think there's one with B12, and I've seen that more. Maybe not, but I've seen more products that are doing that, like other additives, other cannabinoids, heavy CBG. I think you got one in there. Like they're really pushing what you're doing with edibles besides just the eat it, get high vibe. And I think, correct. Yeah.
Teaching people that, you know, it's all around medicine. It's full, like, especially with full spectrum and other parts of the plant. It's not just about, you know, the highest THC percentage or milligram dosage. It's like, hey, why not get a balanced or equal ratio edible, and you can kind of get an even balanced experience or more, you know, overall benefit from it. So that's really cool. You mentioned too, we have, Black Buddha? They're one of the first brands to bring functional mushrooms and other supplements into gummies and other edible parts. So it's pretty cool to see too. Like you said, a lot of quick change in the industry. It's almost faster than technology, but it's important to stay informed. I mean, I'm always trying to find some new book or title to.
I'll show off your new book. What are we reading? What is Broderick Randall II reading right now?
Well, it's just a new purchase. It's called Weed.
you stay out of the picture for a second.
Cannabis more than anything, but this book is by Ellen Holland. She breaks it down almost in like layman's terms to, like, you know, cannabis is more, in my opinion, and even she, you know, it's cool to read other people agree that it's more than just a plant. It's like it's an herb, but it's a medicinal herb, but it's like, the more you know, the more you're able to heal yourself.
How do you get people to want to know more, though?
That's to feed off your question too. I agree. What I've learned is kind of got to be self-initiated, but I've also encouraged anyone, like, because I used to work at a dispensary, and what I learned was like, all right, people want to know better. They want to do better. They just got to, you know, be informed or get kind of help led or guide to. So I would try to help inform or, you know, install education time or just show people where to go. Use the internet, YouTube University. There's so many outlets that you can, you know, strengthen your knowledge on it. You just kind of got to take the initiative and be open-minded and willing to. And I think that's kind of what the issue is now, like you're saying, is like, how do you get those people to be that way? In my opinion, it's like you do your best to be an informed user, and then that way you can kind of keep spreading it and helping, you know, sounding more confident with it and just sharing that so that people realize, hey, I was just like you, but I learned by just continuing to you know, stay invested and involved and researching and stuff. But
I'm going to hot take up in here. All right. I know y'all feeling it about the education, but I have something that's been on my mind for a while, Dustin, and I had a moment of clarity, maybe while listening to Moment of Clarity. Shout out to the Black Album, Jay-Z. There's a great lyric in there, right? Jay-Z talks about dumbing down my lyrics to double my dollars, everyone complaining, but when I release you, holler. Fucking nailed that. And then not that much later, right? Blueprint 3, Ignorant Shit on American Gangster, or on the American Gangster album. Same thing, right? You have this person who is lyrically a genius, talking about how he has to bring it down to the level of the masses to sell it. And I think cannabis should follow the hubba. Can I say hubba? Is that cool? Do I sound cool saying that at all? I feel like I had it. Shit, I had it till I tried to drop the hubba. Dustin, I tried. I was so good. I shouldn't have went with it. Oh, so fucking, my point was good. I was hot taking it. I had a nice minute reel going. I tried to get too cool. Fuck, irrational confidence again. Irrational confidence does me. All right. Can I say hubba? Is it hubba? Can I say that? Is that hey, bad to say? I don't know. Probably should it just because I sound like a tool saying it.
It's with good intentions, so I think you
let me go with my point. Jeez, we should follow that line. What do you think, Broderick? I get really frustrated sometimes because I have spent a tremendous amount of time in the last bit in dispensaries and talking with patients. And you really think about who is buying this product. Mm-hmm. It is the masses, right? And I know that there are 10% that want to hear every terpene, flavonoid, ensemble effect, and minor cannabinoid that is in the product. But I think sometimes I feel like if cannabis companies, and I think some are doing it, and I look at what some of the things and some of the products Benelli's putting out. Let's just go to what we talked about, Chew and Chill. The simplicity of the name, simplicity of the product. You could, if you want, to be overly educated, but that simple lesson, you know, talking about seriously, what he talks about in the song, Moment of Clarity, is I'm up here. I know my stuff, but not everyone's buying this. People correct. Buy this and cannabis sometimes, and, you know, get mad at consumerism, and it's, you know, kind of the same thing, art versus consumerism. And I think Jay-Z realized consumerism is getting your product out, getting your art out there. Right. And I think the cannabis industry sometimes gets in its own way with, and it's not that it's bad, but people just want great products that make them feel good. Right. And I think there are a small percentage, and I think it's smaller, people give credit, but we get stuck in our own bucket, right? In our own silo, because we go to all these conferences and we talk to all these folks who are super smart about cannabis. And so it's all the time. Yeah. I think people want it simple. And I think that's why I really like what some of the products Bennaleaves is doing. You found a way to open it up with tours, but also have very simplistic, easy to understand. And it's not to dumb down, but it's just, here it is. Yeah. Not overly complicated, maybe not dumb it down, not overly complicate the plan. Just
simplicity do it is,
Simplicity
is pretty, like you nailed it on the head with that too. I agree. Cause I mean, like you both nailed it. You want people to be informed consumers, but at the same time, everyone has a different level of, information, and you got to kind of come down to them. That's what I realized. Like you have to meet them where they are and then do your best to help, them to better understand in a simple way, like you said, because you can easily talk over someone's head and like lose them instantly, and then like going too fast on terpenes or just overall the biology of cannabis. But then it's like if you find ways to simplify it, present it to them in a way where they can like recognize or relate it, it like sticks in a better way. It's almost like acronyms, you know, like
I think that we lose the story a lot of time. And I also think we don't listen before we talk about the products or try to educate. I think a lot of times they want to be sold something. They know that this industry is vast and that there absolutely is something that can cater to them. But I wonder if we don't listen to that enough, and instead we break out all these terms and this science, and we haven't related it to them entirely. We don't actually bring them along the journey. Here is this device. As I bring you up in temp, we're going to hit these three things that we're burning off, that, you know, this is where it's going to help impact you, is mostly at this spot, this thing.
Instead, do you really think, like, a lot of people care about that though? I mean, when you take a look at, I'm serious, thing, like take a look at these advertisements for medicine.
You say they don't, but for 7 years, I sold three times more fucking glass than any other place around me because of that story. You know, it's the or more vapes, more fucking Lucas seahorses, you know, like it's when you can show them the why and truly explain how this represents them, they internalize it. And that loyalty is extra money. That loyalty means it doesn't matter what they're coming there for. They're going to walk into the shop and buy something from you. They will find another way to relate. And it's like we lose that personal touch here. It's what do you want? Oh, it's going to be in the back. Let's walk you through. Oh, I'm going to bring it out. There's no story. There's no bullshit. It's
a lot of doors.
Get the fuck out the door in 10 minutes, you know? And people never understood the value in what it is to really spend an hour with this person.
The interaction. Honestly, and not to interrupt, but like that. Well, when I started in the industry, it was during the, you know, beginning time. So we were all figuring it out. We still are, but it was even, you know, really the plane had just a tail, you know, we were flying it, but it's still getting built right now. But the funny thing is, like you said, and what I've noticed is and something I advise to all wellness advisors, bud tenders, to put the patient first. And my like kind of opening line or intro was, you know, what's your preferred method or choice of consumption? And I would like leave it open to them to help me listen and guide them to their choice of wellness or areas they want to go. If they say flower, obviously we don't offer that right now, but it's like still, you know, you could suggest other brands that do and good quality products in that form. They got vapes, edibles, whatever they say, you kind of just go off of that and lead continue to lead the conversation with them though, like, and they'll help you
they want you to know about them. They do. Nobody really walks into a store and would rather prefer that the preferences and understandings are not set prior. It's why, you know, you go to your favorite bar for fucking so many years. It's why, you know what you're getting. You have trust in the
people like Habberts and Comfort. Sure. Yeah.
You know? And so right now our Habbert and Comfort is like, can I get the fuck out of this place in less than 6 minutes? Do they have a drive-through? Are they going to come up to the
car? Oh my
car?
God. Those drive-throughs, hey,
to anybody.
That drive-through thing is legit though. And it makes me wonder, I was in a store recently and Broderick knows this too. You get in these stores, in the ones you do like PEDs and visits and ones that have drive-throughs, you're like, huh, like there's not a lot of people coming in here, but the drive-throughs out the door, right?
We tried for inhalables.
There are some dispensaries
with a drive-through.
Yeah, so there are some dispensaries that have spent so much money making these beautiful, I know one right now, I won't name you, Shangri-La, Superstore, these beautiful lobbies. That are, I don't know, first of all, they're not sponsoring us either. Shout out to you, Luca. Come back to us. I'm sorry about what I said about you earlier. I use it every day. Like for me, I use it literally every day. So
my everyday tool.
It's a mid for every day, bro. Like you're $28. Like you're not like gonna get me that much. You're only $30.
Hey,
it's
won one of those. Great. I won one of those.
It's a great thing to win. Shout out to Luca. Put that on your poster.
Canada Women event. So shout out to them and Luca for
Ali Reese, Midwest Canada. It's something you won't complain about if you win. That's my tagline. I'm fucking great at this. It is though.
I got the camo one.
Oh, I see. I had my choice between rainbow, iridescent, and camo. And I went, I don't know. It's the only two that were $28. I don't know what that says, though, about the one you won, because those are the only two discounted. Not to shout out to, no disrespect to you, Allie, but that is one of the two discounted Lucas. So you got that a little bit, like, but they're like, yeah, we'll give you this one because we can't sell the iridescent and the camos. The solid gold one, the black one. I wanted it all black, of course. Like, that's dope. Nope. That's like
that's 50. Still full price.
That was full price. Iridescent and camo, $28.
It's something about those colors.
Isn't two, by the way, can we just think about if we're gonna get super like the two representations of what the rainbow and the camo represent? It's like the two opposite spectrums of our political world today, right now. And that's the two that won't sell for shit. Everyone's like, I'm not supporting.
Now you think about it. That's so true. Now think of, if you really, really simplify it, you're like, oh shit. You got
anyway, there are dispensaries who have spent fortunes on making enormously intricate and gorgeous lobby settings, and your drive-through does 75% of your business. Like it's a weird thing to not have that foresight. Of course it's going to do it, but it is mind-boggling. I felt terrible standing in there. They have a stage set up for you. I saw six people and they did 75 tickets in the time I was there. I saw six people walk in the door, and it's like, and it was a cold day, so it made sense. You open a drive-through, that's where the folks go. And it reminds you, and you think about online orders, like it's easily 60%. You are constantly reminded sometimes about the consumerism of cannabis, Dustin, maybe much to your dismay. When you're in the store, you are reminded that's how people shop.
That's true. I guess my question is if you were to take their same numbers from when they didn't have the drive-through per person, are the numbers higher? Are they buying more? Or are they more selective because now they're absolutely keeping within a price point?
And you can't add on,
and you're not adding on sales. Exactly. That's so, but in the shop, I can tell you a story that might add another $50.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. That's a good. Hey, any data analysts out there? If you want to kind of help us with a idea or concept we just thought of, that's so true. I mean, honestly, we could probably look at the programs, monies made back in the prior years versus now. And I mean, obviously there's more patience involved, but still, I still think, like you said, having people actually interacting more, you're able to like really influence them and put more product opportunities or offerings in front of them versus just like the moment they decide their online order, you have no influence. You can't talk like through the computer as a bot or anything. Just maybe, I mean, hey,
you have to
maybe
up your game in descriptions and pictures and that kind of stuff. You got to up your game, and I think you're going to see that coming soon. You got to up your game in the online menu space.
I was just about to say, maybe people are going to have to do like this, where you click a product and there's somebody talking about it or giving a description or something.
That's cool.
Like, that's the only thing I can think of that can keep people virtually engaged or inactive or active with it, or, you know, even just quickly, if somebody wants 2-3 simple fact rundown of a product, like, hey.
Yeah, or if this is a great job for AI that has data information on what products are, why, what's the stories, and a chatbot that really can hone in on this separate conversation. I don't necessarily always think it needs to be a face-to-face thing. I do think there needs to be a way to take someone on a journey as opposed to just, here's a package, where's your money?
That's by the way, if you could figure out an AI chatbot to incorporate into, especially Dutchie, but iHeart Jane,
they all have APIs. They all have APIs.
That's a little business problem. I mean, someone get on that.
That shit.
Yeah, should, right.
We just make a WordPress plugin for these cats for fucking, I don't know, $40 probably.
Well, I think, as you know, Broderick, and Ben, shout out to Benelies, always representing. even Anthony Riley, a little mastermind brand there. Shout out, like, always finding ways. Yeah. You guys do really well, and maybe it starts with Bill at the top and stuff. Do really well at finding an opportunity for small, and particularly underserved communities, small ideas to become big in reality, which is super, super hard. Like you just said, that's a great idea to make this code that can incorporate AI. I don't know how to say it, so I'm never going to do it. Like, it's an awesome idea. Props to you if you steal this, if you're one of our who knows how many listeners and actually do it. You know, give us some love. Call it the Wayward Bot. Give us a little vibe, right?
Yeah, you know,
but it's hard to get something from here to here to in your body to consume it. So that's the other thing. I want to give shout praise to Benelies, because you guys really find ways to help, you know, especially, you know, different minorities and underserved communities find ways to get, even if it's one product, to help them kind of chase the dream. And that's fucking awesome, man.
I mean, I thank you for that. And I think we're happy to try to like inspire hopefully more people to do it. We were trying to like support hyper locally. We're already local ourselves, but it's like, why not allow you know, other individuals within our community the opportunity to, you know, be involved too. You know, we're not an MSO, and you know, no disrespect to any big business, but it's like we're trying to find other ways to help, you know, people that aren't necessarily in the industry be a part of the business.
Yeah, and your peers are your community members. Yeah, I mean, it's something, you know, it's not hard to feel distant from another person, say in another state. If someone says, care about someone in Pittsburgh, I'm like, I do, I swear I do, you know. But like, when you know this is Auntie M over on corner, you know, on this street, on this area, in this town, it's a lot more personal. And when you can actually see it making a difference in that town, it's like, holy shit, this is really what it's about. This is where the dollars should and could be spent. And instead we focus so much on the quickness or the profit, or you guys really do a great job with even the people that you white label for and stuff like that. You choose proper partners. Really do. There is an inundated, you know, there are plenty enough partners that you could work with that may bring more, may sell better, but you really do have a great team that follows and has partners that are in line with the brand. And I think that is a very difficult thing to accomplish in such a fast moving, you know, economy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And we like you said, we try our best to partner with, you know, like-minded folks and people that are, you know, approaching the industry as well as us. They want, you know, we want to provide quality products, but also, you know, not rush to do it and, you know, provide great medicine. We kind of want to just do our best and actually take the time to make what people are requesting, but also make it affordable and, you know, still good quality. And it takes a lot of communication and just also, like, it's forward thinking to try to keep all pieces moving. But we love to do it. Our doors are always open to anybody that wants to come and take a tour or learn more.
That's awesome, by the way. That's hard to do. Like, everyone's all thinking they have the magic sauce, right? And you guys are like, look, bro, it's just weed. We're doing what we do. Everyone thinks they have like this magic secret, like behind the doors, wizardry shit. Like, I get it. There is some stuff and it's cool, but everyone's got great stuff. And so to pull back that curtain a bit is both, I think it's a great marketing thing to be like, hey, look at how open we are. But I think it's refreshing to be like, look, it's just a good business and we're just trying to do it right. It's not secrecy. It's not magic, people. Anyone can do it. We just want you to know how we do it, because it's even more access, which gives even more equity and like gives the ownership that they can see. You know, it's like a restaurant showing you the chef's cooking. You feel more ownership, like safety and involvement in that process, because you see the folks making it and you have connections with them. And so you're building that loyalty right there.
I call it like the three A's. You're able, you know, you get more awareness, access, and affordability. Because like legit, you know, the more people know, the more they're able to do better. And we've had a lot of people from, you know, state reps, city council members, to even just, you know, normal or regular patients come through and then, you know, learn a whole nother side of cannabis and just, you know, how things are done. Sometimes they might think they're come in and see plants, but we, you know, fortunately they're already chopped down and dead here, but we turn it into other great stuff. But it's still cool because it's like, most folks don't know how vape carts are made or how topicals are made or even really how edibles are made. And everything's really out there already. YouTube University, you can watch a lot of things. So it's like no reason to try to treat it like secrets. It's like the more we all open up and come together, there's room for all of us. You know, that's what's so frustrating a bit, because it's like, you know, everyone makes great product. There's room for everyone to win. It's just we got to kind of work together as a community to figure it all out and also help you, you know, be able to help the people as a whole. And I think it's possible, but we just got to do our best to, you know, put all the profit and all that stuff to the side and just see that it's more about, like, this industry is crazy because it's like a hybrid. It's like retail mixed with medical, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It's like, I think, in my opinion, medical should always come first, because people's health and wellness is, you know, wealth, or that's like the most, without health, you don't have anything. So I think that should be respected first, and then the profit and money, all that should come along after. But that's just my personal opinion.
Well, no, it's not surprising to hear that. In fact, I first met you at one of the shows, Broderick, and I just thought you were like cool and captivating and stuff. And so I enjoyed talking to you. We got the podcast we'll talk about in a minute. But when I told Dustin, I think that I met you, Dustin was already aware of you because he was working with Dr. Bridget Williams on the Courage and Cannabis books. And so you have a story in Courage and Cannabis 2, correct? The triumphant stories. You can find a link to that in the description below.
Actually, it's the first. I'm in the first book. My sister's in the second book.
I got to tell you right now, I asked Dustin that question. It was his job to answer that question. I literally asked him 5 minutes ago via our off-screen chat that you can't see, Broderick. I said, which book? I trusted Dustin, the expert. I'm pulling out the rug today, Dustin. It is a no-holds barred cage match. I'm high on my Luca. You're amazing, Luca Seahorse. We love you. Support us. Going good. I asked Dustin. He lied to me. All right. So break down for us, Broderick Randall. So you're in the first book, and your sister is in the second book. He's going to have such this amazing moment. I took it away to be me. Tell us about your story, Broderick. Tell us about Courage and Cannabis, both books. We'll put the links to both books in the comments. Dr. Bridget Williams, huge friend of the show, fan of the show. I don't know if she's a fan or not, but she is now. Tell us about your stories. Tell us about that. Tell us why you wrote Courage and Cannabis, why you wanted to be involved and to share this very personal story about your life.
Absolutely. No, thank you. And shout out to Dr. Bridget and all the other Courage and Cannabis authors. As you mentioned, it is on book two. It's been a compilation of authors, almost like a chicken noodle soup for the soul.
For the cannabis soul, right?
It's for the cannabis lovers. I'll start with my sister briefly first. She's in the book, and her story is similar to mine, but I mean, it's different. It's similar in the sense of we both have sickle cell anemia, but her story is, you know, even more powerful than mine, honestly. And it's, she's still living it, going through it, and as well as I am with mine, but basically it's based off both of us being born with sickle cell anemia. And it's a genetic blood disease that we, both our parents had the trait. And unfortunately, I didn't learn I had it until my sister was born, which was about a year and a few months after I was. And then, it affected our quality of life growing up, definitely in and out of the hospital a lot, very painful, unpredictable in a lot of ways. And during the time, they didn't have a lot of research on it. So, you know, my parents were raising us with not a lot of information either, and kind of just figuring it out. But fast forward to my adult years, life in early college years, I was exposed to cannabis and kind of was like afraid for a while to even mention anything. I was kind of like just, I mean, because of society and, you know, the way my family looked at it, I was just like, dang, I'm using drugs now. Like,
no, it's a hard thing. Drugs. I think that's one of those things. And it's amazing when people share that story, Broderick, but that is something that I struggled with. We talked about it on the show before. You can listen. I just did this like 4 years ago when I literally finally admitted, and I was like a 46-year-old man, to like my parents that I smoked weed because I was going to launch a podcast and try and get a job in the industry. And I was like, well, shit, if I'm going to get paid to do it, I probably should tell people that I do this, right? But it's a hard thing. And that is some of that weird stigma with this medicine. And that's why the Courage in Cannabis books, hence the name, it's courageous to share your story. That's a part of it, because people are dealing with, in your case, sickle cell or whatever these ailments are. And cannabis is, once again, it's not magic. It's not going to cure you, but it has these amazing therapeutic qualities that can greatly enhance or improve your quality of life. And people are nervous because of your very message. It's better today. Like, and we move forward. My kids, you know, Dustin, our kids are going to grow up in a time when it's pretty normal in another 20, 30 years from now. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it makes you sad for everyone that came before us, right? That wasn't able to, because society was so harsh, you know, harsh compared to what it is now.
It even affected, you know, my father too. That's part of the story as well. My father he's got in trouble for it, but also, you know, part of my family was looking at him as if he was doing, you know, the harsh substances. It's not, you know, it really is not that bad. And I'm like, without him being in my life a lot, I mean, he's been involved, but not that much as I was growing up. It's funny to see how I still ended up like having everything that he, like, as far as his characteristics with and enjoyment of the plant and relationship with it. He's like, yo, you know, it's still in you. And I didn't even get, you know, have to instill it in you. It was just naturally in you. And it was cool to like hear that full circle moment. But once I told my parents, I was at a school at college. I was kind of like, had my first exposure to it. And like I said, I was secretly using it, but I started doing more research and I'm like, okay, as you mentioned, I was noticing a way better quality of life, less hospitalizations. You know, I was drinking when I was in my early college days, but then I realized one night drank a bit too much that it dehydrated me too much. And, you know, that's not good for my sickle cell. So I was like, I don't want to go to the hospital doing anything or be put in pain like that for doing anything. So I was like, cannabis hasn't done that to me. I'd rather just stick to that. And that's kind of what have kept me on the journey to keep like sharing more, like doing more research. Once I was, you know, realized it was helping me, I was like, I got to figure out a way to help my sister. So I ended up teaching myself how to, you know, cultivate, home grow and all that. And then even, you know, make the edible, just the whole process. Cause I was so determined to create affordable and accessibility ways for us. So that's kind of how, you know, my courageous story has gotten me on my journey now in cannabis. And, you know, I think the book is very special because it puts a lot of real faces behind this plant and behind, you know, powerful stories that either people themselves can testify or like someone they may know, a loved one they may know, can testify to this whole, you know, beautiful plant. And it helps so many walks lives that it's amazing because of cannabis, like your guys show, like it's, think about that too. I can relate in so many ways where you think of great things or ideas, but it's not easy to make it happen. So kudos to you guys for, you know, continuing to put this on and make it happen and, you know, cover the Ohio community too. That's part of our goals and kind of something you mentioned about, you know, another project I am working on, that it will eventually we'll be back on and discuss that more, but I have, you know, working on a podcast as well, Between the Buds, and
who is, you have a co-host with that, right?
Yeah, my brother Devin, but aka Weed Jones, I call him.
Joe like Derek on there. Once again, Weed Jones is something I don't think I could ever be called, and anyone would take me seriously.
But he could. He's Weed awesome. Jones look at him.
He's a badass. He looks like a Weed Jones. I mean that in the best way, Devin. He looks like a Weed Jones.
Kind of like what's funny. What's funny was it just all happened naturally in the sense of, you know, we've been good friends and kind of just. We've always been about the, you know, cannabis culture since we met in college, and both, you know, both have illnesses that we use it to medicate for. And, you know, shout out to anybody dealing with Crohn's. And, you know, we found a way to be creative with it, but also, like you said, to help also shine a light on other people. So we want to, and people in this plant, really, because that's what we want to do is we need a collective of folks to share how it's not ruining their lives. It's not making them lazy or. You know.
When did we go too far? Like we all in the industry working. We live it during the day. We work it. We talk about it at night. We build shows on it. We, you know, like when is it too much of our identity now? And when do we fall off? When do we forget about the other great things about ourselves? You know, like I wonder, sometimes I hear, you know, especially like with the Courage and Cannabis books themselves, there is a lot of people who want to hear you tell your story. You know, you'll see them at a convention. They'll be like, oh, I read your story. I did. And sometimes I feel like the repetition of saying the story, when I used to have to give the same speech over and over at Inhalables, or when I would do certain things and talk about certain events, that repetition almost made me feel outside my body. Like I was telling the story about someone else and not truly feeling it for myself and living it, but also not letting it define me.
Yeah.
Your condition is not your definition. Who you are is fucking creative and, you know, inspirational and thorough and, you know, these things that matter and that are far greater than just the act of using cannabis. Yes, you want to educate, but you are so much more. Where is that line for all of us within the industry? Because we're constantly in it and talking about it.
I mean, that's a great question. It's almost like, in this industry, there's a lot of sacrifice that I don't think people see or understand. And then, like, it's like, far as drawing the line of, like, you know, it's more than just cannabis. It's deeper than, like, you know, getting high. Like some folks say, I'm just getting high or Medicaid. It becomes part of your lifestyle. It's a lifestyle. It's like a wellness journey. Like, you know, I don't know if it's ever, it's a marathon in my opinion. It's kind of like, cause I've always suggested people to take notes. And even if you got a good physician that'll stay in contact with you, you're constantly learning what, you know, what works, what doesn't, and how much, or you're just constantly adjusting to it.
It's this constant balance, right? Of trying to figure out, I think, Dustin, to your point of, and to both of what you're saying, is does it define you or is it just something you do? Like, I like to do yoga sometimes, like a couple times a week to stretch out my old body, but I don't I'm not a yoga person and I don't talk about it. It's something I do. So I think in cannabis is different. Like what we're doing here and what Broderick is doing with Benelli's and being a public face and going on podcasts, doing Between the Buds, Dustin, what we do, we combine it, right? We're trying to be both. But the reality is if I didn't have the show, it would be something I do and I do a bunch of other shit on top of it, right? Like it's not something that defines me, but it is something I do all the time. So it is like a yoga or like drinking sparkling water. It doesn't define me, but it's something I like to drink
like a supplement all the time.
Yeah, hey. but some people, and this is that balance, I think, that we're all trying to figure out. Some people, it's a fucking badge of honor, and it is a weed. Or either way, right? It's either, you know, the devil, or it is just, I am cannabis, right? They're cannabis person all the time, like fucking Sparta, right? And it's like, I sometimes, like, I don't, that's a bit much for me. The all in, on like jovial fun. You wearing the cannabis suit and some freaking little antennae with cannabis leaves on it and lightened up. I love that shit. But the, I don't know, sometimes the all in, and you can't tell them that there's a negative. You can't say, well, maybe, you know, smoking the lungs, like, it can't be great. Like, it is amazing. You smoke it and you will feel fucking God. Like, whoa, calm down. Right. So I think everyone is trying to find that balance. So how do you find that balance, Broderick? You talk about it all the time. Thank you for being on the show, by the way. So kind of as we're wrapping up here, how do you talk about it all the time? You work in the industry. You want to have a podcast between the buds with it. You are decked out like you got a cannabis employee starter kit. Shout out Lenny Berry, CHPS. You can check Lenny Berry out. Past show, Bridget Williams in a past show. You literally looking, and I mean this in the best way, bro. Look like you walked out of a trade show. You got all the swag on up in here. Shout out, label my butt. I'm wearing your shirt, by the way. Hell yeah. Like, do not put it past us. We will wear your shit. I'll smoke your loca if you, whatever you call it.
Give them or us your shirts. We got you.
I will wear it every day. I'll cover up. I need a hat. I need a cool hat. Cover up my bald head. I got a balding hairline. Dustin says no one notices my hairline. It's all I see. Anyway, let's put the focus on the guest, Dustin. How do you balance it? How do you balance it? And how do you think you're going to balance it kind of moving forward? Or where do you hope to find yourself in that balance?
So, I mean, honestly, the way I give it my best by being, you know, open and willing to adapt. This industry is still, as I said earlier, it's like building a plane that's in midair that's flying, because it's so much that is still happening right now. And you got to be ready for changes at any moment. You got to, you know, you just got to be able to fastly react and change, you know, and be ready to go. And for instance, a lot of us are still on, you know, on our heels, ready or waiting to see what's going to happen with adult use. So, yeah. I mean, all you could do is take day by day and focus on the things you can control, in my opinion. But to use it in a cannabis terms, it's like homeostasis. You got to do your best to balance everything out. And cannabis helps people, including myself, to do that. But it takes, you know, just thought and effort and time to like sit down and really kind of like, you know, do what you can towards working towards all, you know, everything that you have, your goals, your plans. You know, obviously we all have careers and jobs we may have, but then on the side, we're doing things because of cannabis or because, you know, like that inspires us, but drives us to want to do other things and create other opportunities. It's not easy. I'm sure you guys know it can be exhausting, but it's just doing your best to mentally stay strong and positive and know that you're doing things to help not only yourself but others. So especially in this industry, it's a bigger picture. It's not instant. It doesn't happen overnight, and it's more of a, like I said earlier, it's a marathon. You got to be prepared for almost, I'm not a marathon runner, but I would suggest you got to kind of do the same things they would do in preparation.
But it's, you got to have both though. You got to have that endurance, as you said, for that marathon, but you got to be ready to sprint. Like there's three bears behind you, because at any moment shit could take a pivot left and you got to be like, what? That's popular. Okay. Here we go. Right. And that thing. So it's a little bit of both.
Major adaptability. Like you just gotta like be super, like, you know what? Oh, like you said, that's what we got to do. It's like,
all the time. Broderick Randall the second, man, thanks for being on the show. Yeah, thanks for chatting with us. Thanks for hanging out with us. Clearly, I need you and Wee Jones back up in here soon. I need you and Devin back. I need the two buds from between the buds with my best bud, Dustin Cava, over here talking weed. By the way, can we just give out right now the winner of who we got to chop up to say because cannabis more than anyone? Broderick Randall, you said our show title more than anyone's ever said it. You get it. Hey, so there's a fist bump to you. Yeah, I was like, he gets the whole title. Thanks for being on the show, man. Thanks for hanging out with us today. We really appreciate it, talking, having fun with you. It was great. Thanks for being open.
Exactly. Thanks for having me. Thanks for creating such a cool platform to be open to. And appreciate you guys' questions and interest in the cannabis, like to learn more about the cannabis industry and people working involved. So Open invite anytime. You or friends.
We need
family.
That tour, Dustin. We need some because cannabis products from Bentley's. We got to work out some shit. We got to sign some contracts. We got a business, comma man up in here. We got to do some stuff, make it happen. Maybe Broderick Grand II to help us. Thank you, Broderick, for being on the show, man. We super appreciate it. We will definitely we'll get you and Devin on here. We'll talk podcast. We'll do a podcast like Swaparoo, like swinging. We got to
absolutely.
We got to drop our keys in the bowl and switch partners and everything. Sometimes do this stuff, merry-go-round, get crazy.
We go cross promote and help each other for sure.
Love it, man.
In between the buzz as well. Happy medicating and have a great Thursday and rest of your week.
You too, man. Thanks for joining us today. Appreciate it.
Thank you, man.
Let's say goodbye to Broderick there. Dustin Kava, get ourselves set up. Thank you, man, for another amazing show. I feel like I got to do one more time, Dustin. You better hit the music and end the show for me today. I got to try and reclaim our business back from the Lucas Seahorse Company as I do. Lucas Seahorse, you're amazing. This gets a little oily, though, so fuck off sometimes. All right, everyone, we love the Lucas Seahorse. Dustin, end the show for us.
Follow us on YouTube, please. Later.